Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There is no word on exactly when the Yawkey Way street signs around Fenway Park will come down and be replaced by signs reading Jersey Street. The Boston Public Improvement Commission agreed yesterday to the Red Sox request that the name of the street in front of Fenway Park be changed back to its old name. The Red Sox say they want to dissociate themselves with the name of their former owner. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The board voted unanimously to change the name. For Walter Carrington, who led the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination's investigation into the Red Sox back in the 1950s, this is a victory.
Here was the question as to whether or not Boston wanted to continue to have a street named for the man who was probably the most publicly recognized racist in the city.
Racist, Carrington says, because the Red Sox were the last team in Major League Baseball to hire an African-American player, and because they tried out Jackie Robinson and never bothered to get back to him. Carrington says Robinson would later tell him Yawkey was the most bigoted man in baseball. Many had opposed the name change, including the foundations named after Tom Yawkey and his wife Jean. They issued a statement saying the effort to expunge Tom Yawkey's name has been based on a false narrative about his life and his historic 43-year ownership of the Red Sox. Yesterday evening, the wind had picked up around Fenway Park, and the Yawkey Way signs were still up. The street, so packed on home game days, was nearly deserted. The Red Sox, after all, were playing in Toronto. Of the few people who were there, all but one said they did not care about the name change. Joy Carlson said, "It's sad that the name is changing."
Because there's the Yawkey Foundation, which is strongly connected to this, even though there's that history from the past. Not like it continued, so I just don't think that they should have changed it so hastily.
One more thing is changing names. Yawkey Station on the commuter rail line. The T has not said what it's changing the name to. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.